you hear the good news. You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin a new two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
Today we're going to talk about something that your spirit loves, but your flesh really don't like it. It's the word discipline. See, when you say discipline, people say, oh, no, not again, not again. Yes, again. Again, discipline is a good word. Discipline is a word from God. Discipline itself carries a great anointing. As a matter of fact, there is no anointing without discipline. Now, before we get our mind adverse to it and turn ourselves off to it, let's remember what we prayed. God, speak to us today. God, minister to us today. Rather, you got to shake my flesh up. Or rather, you got to make it easy. Minister to me today, Lord. That's our prayer. Now, discipline is not a bad word. It's a wonderful word. Through discipline, the anointing of God is unleashed. Through discipline, the power of God is unleashed. You think of the Lord Jesus Christ. If he had not disciplined himself to be found studying the word and waxing strong, where would we be? If some of the other people in the Bible had not been disciplined, where would we be? Where would be our examples? Where would be the examples? Now, the word discipline has many definitions, but the definition we're going to use for discipline, which I think is the biblical definition, not the spiritual definition, but one that's from the basic principles of discipline. It's the practice and training by instruction or exercise and self-control. Again, discipline is the practice and training by instruction or exercise and self-control. Discipline is the practice and training by instruction or exercise in self-control. Now, a lot of folks trying to control somebody else's self, but we're talking about yourself. You hear me say it so often. You, excuse the bad English, but you can't change nobody but you. So leave other folks alone. You trying to change other people shows your lack of self-control. The practice and training by instruction or exercise and self-control. Now, many worldly people understand and they're benefiting from discipline far more than the body of Christ. And it shouldn't be that way. But you guys know, you can go over here to the gym and you see them out there working, getting up early, running track, doing whatever's necessary, exercising discipline. Their body does not want to run any more than our body wants to run. They don't necessarily want to go lift weights any more than we want to lift weights. They don't want to go to school any more than we want to go to school. But a lot of people in the world are exercising and walking in the revelation of this word discipline, and they are benefiting from it. They've got beautiful bodies, strong, built, pumped up. They've got nice bank accounts. They've got, some of them have good families, as good as you can without being spirit-filled. We always are entitled to better than they are, but some of them have more than we have. Because we're not disciplined enough to control ourselves to receive the promises of God. The things in the Word of God require discipline to get a hold of them. Sometimes we fall short of being disciplined enough to study. Some of us fall short of being disciplined enough to show up at church. Didn't feel like getting up today. No, your spirit felt like getting up. Your flesh didn't want to get up. Now, the spiritual definition of discipline is the ability of the spirit to rule over and reign over the flesh. That's the spiritual definition of discipline. The ability of the spirit man to rule and reign over the flesh man. You remember Galatians 6 where it says, for there's a war between the flesh and the spirit. They have it mistakenly capitalized, meaning the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is not fighting with anybody's flesh. That battle would have been over with a long time ago. That should have been lowercase s. The spirit of man within him, the born again man, is warring against the flesh of man to see who's going to win. And you've got, as Brother Hagin teaches, your soul, your mind, your will and emotions is the hinge of your nature. If you feed the flesh, it will be strong and it will pull the mind its way. And you got soul and flesh, which is body, all pulling this way, and the spirit loses out. But if you feed your spirit, the word of God, the things of God, you're disciplined enough to do that, to come to church, to study when you go home, to read, to do what you need to do. If you exercise that discipline, that spirit man gets so strong that revelation begins to burst out of the spirit and illuminate the mind. And the mind is the soul. And then you can renew that mind with the word of God so that what happens is now you have two against one on the other side. The spirit man who always wants to please God, and the renewed mind, the soul, now will change the nature of the being. And the mind, the soul, is the hinge of your nature. It's the hinge of the nature. What things do we do? But it takes discipline to get to work. I wish I could put it under my pillow and go to bed and wake up and have it all. But it just ain't gonna happen. Not like that. You have to take time. And time requires discipline and effort to do it. Now, the world's out there manifesting these beautiful bodies and exercise and doing all the things that discipline can benefit. And we're running around doing whatever. Some of us. Whatever. It's too hard to do Bible study. God doesn't even put a time limit on how much. I tell some people, if you're doing like me when you first got started, just do 5 minutes a day. If you can do 5 minutes a day consistently, you would develop an appetite for 15 minutes.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
The spirit man who always wants to please God, and the renewed mind, the soul, now will change the nature of the being. And the mind, the soul, is the hinge of your nature. It's the hinge of the nature. What things do we do? But it takes discipline to get to work. I wish I could put it under my pillow and go to bed and wake up and have it all. But it just ain't gonna happen. Not like that. You have to take time. And time requires discipline and effort to do it. Now, the world's out there manifesting these beautiful bodies and exercise and doing all the things that discipline can benefit. And we're running around doing whatever. Some of us. Whatever. It's too hard to do Bible study. God doesn't even put a time limit on how much. I tell some people, if you're doing like me when you first got started, just do 5 minutes a day. If you can do 5 minutes a day consistently, you would develop an appetite for 15 minutes, for 20 minutes, for 30 minutes. But people are always looking way down the road, listening to the flesh saying, I can't do 2 hours. Nobody asking you to. You understand? I'm busy. Nobody's asking you to do 2 hours. Arguing a point that is irrelevant. We're talking about do some. Do some. See, when a person goes to a gym, they're saying, I'm going to go and get through today. It's like the one-step program of recovery from alcoholism. I just got to get through today. I'm not worried about next week. I got to be pleasing to God right now. Can I make the decision to please God today? Yes, I can. Oh, but I can't change my life. People don't give their life to Christ. I can't. I'm not this one. I can't. We're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about, can you do the right thing right now by receiving the Lord? Can you do that? Discipline can be used naturally and spiritually. Now, I hear people think they can separate them. Oh, pastor, I'm real disciplined. I do this. And then you look naturally. Can't get places on time. Can't organize things. Forgetting every kind of thing. Won't get a day timer. Won't do anything to be disciplined. But yet they say, no, I'm disciplined in the spirit. Yeah, but you're lying in the natural. Because you cannot be naturally disciplined and not be spiritually disciplined, and you can't be the other way. They kind of go together. Or as a way I should really say it, you can't be spiritually disciplined and naturally undisciplined. Because they go together. You know, you can try and separate them if you want, but they go together. If you, the spirit, soul, and body that make up you are undisciplined, then you are undisciplined everywhere. I know we like to think otherwise. Oh yeah, you know, I did something right here in the spirit, so I'm disciplined in the natural. No. No, it's not. Because see, what's in your heart is manifesting throughout your whole being. It's manifesting. They say you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears in the Word of God. If I'm looking at your natural fruit, I know what it's planted in. I know what's planted in your heart if I'm looking at your natural fruit. And if you're not manifesting the right fruit, then don't pretend like you got it planted somewhere else. is not going to happen. Now, the purpose that motivates the world to stay disciplined is what we need to understand. We need to understand if you don't have a purpose in something, it's hard to do it, isn't it? You know, you're trying to, I'm trying to do the word. I'm trying to do the will of God. I'm trying to study. But pastor, it's just so hard. I hear people say, I can't seem to do it. I don't know how to make it out. They don't see the purpose in discipline. But the title of today's message is Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness. Discipline for the purpose of godliness. I believe that if we can see the end result to us being disciplined each step of the day, each day after day, week after week, month after month, I believe if we can just see the purpose in it, godliness, we'll have more motivation. Because the world is looking out at that beautiful body. They're looking out at whatever. They're looking at big houses, big cars, whatever. And they're paying the price to discipline themselves because they're looking at the end result. Jesus, it even says, they said in Hebrews 12, it talks about Jesus, have your eyes upon Jesus, looking upon him, the author and the finisher of our faith, who endured the pain, the shame, the suffering for the cross that was set before, blessing that was set before him, the crown of life that the Father would give him. Even Jesus, how did he endure all that stuff? He kept his eyes fixed on the prize. Oh, I got to go work out today. Well, keep your eye on the prize. If I work out, I'm going to look like that. Look at that person. Now. Oh, I can be fit like that. Oh, look at this person. I can be healthy like that. Oh, no, you got to be disciplined. You got to open your Bibles to Luke 6:40. The purpose for discipline should be godliness. We should be disciplined for the purpose of being godly. Let's look at Luke 6:40. Luke 6:40 reads as follows. The disciple is not above his master or his teacher or his trainer or his instructor, but everyone that is perfect shall be as the master. Think about anything, just naturally speaking. If you have you're taking a karate class and your master is teaching you, well, he knows more than you do. That's why he's teaching you right now. But then what's going to happen is if you're a good student, you will be like him. You'll have attained his skills. Now let's take this spiritually. If Jesus is our master, and we're a good student, we are trained in and receiving instruction in and self-controlling ourselves. In other words, we're disciplined in the things of Christ. We will be like our master. If we're not like our master, conversely speaking, if we're not like our master, then we must not be following the training of our master. We must not be disciplined individuals. We should be growing each year and each month closer to relationship in God. But the key to growth is discipline. And so many times we want, if I come to enough services, it's going to happen. If I just go to church every day this year, it's going to happen. No, it's not that. You have to do the things that need to be done.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially.